We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the day for Thursday, August 22nd, goes to a 24-year-old man named Antoine Sims. Antoine is a murder suspect in Georgia, and he had an outstanding warrant for missing a court date in 2018 where he and two others are accused of setting fire to a car with a woman's body inside. Did you hear what I just said? Mm-mm. See, sometimes we see stories like this so much that we become desensitized to these types of headlines. Antoine Sims is a murder suspect, and him and two others were accused of setting fire to a car with a woman's body inside after a drug deal gone bad. Sims was charged in the death of a young woman named Adelisa Murdovich. Apologies if I got her last name wrong. Y'all know I can't pronounce much. I'm sending healing energy to her family. May God be pleased with her. But she was with two men who went to an apartment to buy drugs from Sims in 2018. Allegedly, gunfire broke out, and the woman was hit while sitting in a car owned by one of the two men. And then Sims allegedly took the car and set it on fire. He was later captured by U.S. Marshals in Wisconsin, and the two other men were also charged. Now, he's wanted by the police because he had an outstanding warrant from 2018. He missed a court date about the aforementioned incident, and he's out on bond wearing an ankle bracelet. This is where I get confused. Because if he's got an outstanding warrant and an ankle bracelet, then clearly they know where he's been, right? The last 4 years, right? I would think. But clearly that wasn't the case. Now, if you are wanted by police, I would think the last, thing you would want to do is make contact with the police, right? Well, not in 2022, going into 2023. I'm trying to tell you, these people of this generation think differently. In fact, I believe that people spend so much time in a virtual reality that it's made them forget that we live in a real world. And when you do things in the real world, you have to deal with the real world consequences. For some reason, folks in this generation don't believe that. They have not grasped that concept. And this story is proof. Remember what I said. Antoine Sims is a murder suspect with an outstanding warrant for missing a court date. But he's in custody now. Would you like to know how he got arrested? Well, let's go to Fox 5 for the report, please.
Well, new tonight, it started with a disagreement over fries at a fast food restaurant. You've heard that before, haven't you? It turned into a police chase and a customer being tased.
Fox 5's Denise Dillon tells us at the time the customer was out on bond on murder charges.
I tried to fry the fries. They're lukewarm, but they're not hot.
Kennesaw police say that's what started an argument between this man, Antoine Sims, and the owner of this McDonald's. Sims was charged in the murder of a woman in Johns Creek in 2018. He ran from police then and was later captured by U.S. Marshals in Wisconsin. After complaining about his cold fries, this man, who already had murder charges against him, is now headed back to jail.
It's very unusual that someone, knowing that he is wanted by the police, would call the police. But Mr. Sims did that.
Amazing. Just don't know anymore, y'all. I've never seen a time like this. Let me tell you something, though. There is nothing worse than cold French fries, especially when they're from McDonald's. Drop on the clues bombs for hot fries from McDonald's. You're talking quite possibly the number one fast food French fry of all time. Personally, I prefer Wendy's fries, but if someone tells me they like McDonald's better, I'm not tripping. I actually listened to a great podcast that Malcolm Gladwell did about McDonald's French fries on revisionist history. This was some years ago, but this is proof that when you get cold French fries from McDonald's, the world stops. Doesn't matter what else is going on in your life, when you get cold French fries from Mickey D's, everything else stops, period. I gotta go get my hot fries. Why would they ever do me like this and give me cold fries? That's why when you go to McDonald's, sometimes you tell them, I'll wait until the next batch. I see them sitting there. I wait till you drop some. Okay? Mm-hmm. And when they tell you that, you know, you got to wait 5-7 minutes, you're going to wait that 5-7 minutes regardless of what you got to do, because you know that those hot French fries are going to bring you joy and comfort. Okay? Outstanding warrant for a connection to a murder. Hot French fries. Easy call for some, but not for Antoine. What would y'all have chosen? Huh, you? This was you. Got to think about it, right? You got to think about it. Because you already know you want it for murder. Like, when you go to jail, you ain't getting these McDonald's fries. So you got to cherish these moments.
Not too much salt.
So it'd be the fries for you.
Yeah, they got to be perfect, though. Not okay. Burnt, not too much salt, okay. Not soggy, crispy, fresh
okay.
Batch.
Okay. Envy, what about you? Outstanding warrant for a connection to a murder, hot French fries.
I'm going with the French fries.
Wow.
A little salt and pepper on them.
See? Antoine's not alone. Okay, Antoine, this man loves hot French fries from McDonald's so much that he called 911 to complain that his fries weren't hot, even though he had an outstanding warrant for a connection to a murder.
They do have the best French fries, though.
I think so.
That's never stopped.
Yeah, I agree.
Between them and Wendy's.
I might get some today.
Wendy's fries couldn't tie.
No, Wendy's McDonald's fries ain't no joke.
No,
ain't Wendy's fries.
But you know the biggest compliment when you're at a restaurant, and you're like, these taste like McDonald's fries.
No, McDonald's fries is banging.
Because they're nice. They're perfect size.
Yes.
Moral of the story is,
don't give me no shoestring fries.
Moral of the story is, people like Antoine Sims, these are the people you are hoping won't rob you when you show your material possessions on social media. Okay? These are the people we are placing our fate with to do the right thing. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Antoine Sims the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are a donkey of the day.
Rock with them Nathan's fries. I don't like the crinkle fries.
The hell is Nathan's?
I do like those
Nathan's, the hot dog
fries.
Oh, they all right.
Yeah,
they, cool.
They have the cheese fries. If you go to Nathan's, you gotta get the cheese on it.
Yeah, I ain't mad at Nathan's fries. They cool. I'm a Wendy's fry guy.
Oh, I'm a McDonald's fry
guy. What about
guy.
The waffle fries they have at
Chick-fil-A? Decent.
I rock with
I like waffle
not
fries.
Mad at them.
I rock with them.
More places should have tater tots.
Like taters too?
I love when you go to tater tots.
Taters is just cool.
All right, guys.
See, see what I tell you? Just the mention of hot French fries from McDonald's makes us forget what the moral of the story was. This is a man who was a murder suspect.
You're right.
He had an outstanding warrant. He called 911 because his fries weren't hot from McDonald's. Right. I'm telling you, man. You know they used to cook those things in fat grease, the same fat grease that they used to do the burgers in. That's why they used to have that taste back in the early 1900s.
They changed it a lot, though.
I learned that from Malcolm Gladwell's podcast.
All right. Well, y'all want to go? Y'all want to twerk or y'all want French fries? Which way you want to go?
What?
I didn't say, do you want to twerk for French fries? I said, y'all want to go twerking or y'all want a French fries? Which one you want to go?
What is this nigga talking about?
I don't know. He wanted to make the topic about...
Who am I going to turn to and say, what is this nigga talking about when you leave? Because the person ain't going to understand what you're talking about either, whoever it is. They're not going to understand you.
Well, he was trying to toss to Erica Banks twerking in the
school. Oh, got you. See, I forgot about that fast, okay? Refresh our memory.
You're getting old. All right, so we talked about the story. What happened with Erica Banks, Jeezy?
Well, she was in the high school twerking. And some people on social media thought it was inappropriate to twerk at a high school.
All right. 800-585-1051. They were upset that she was twerking at a high school. She wasn't twerking on a boy. She wasn't twerking on a girl. She was just twerking. Just like y'all do at church. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Was this inappropriate? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.